I would pay for that. I'd pay to hit that. See, me, I'm one of those guys, I condone buying prostitutes.
Welcome back, Rare Breeds. Make sure you hit that like button. It's the only thing that's gonna make this video and our channel grow. And after you hit the like button, go ahead and comment like squad in the comment section. To all my new watchers, I entertain and educate men, as well as roasting these goofy ass bras into oblivion. Sound like something you interested in? Hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So to support the content, join my Patreon, or you can also join my free community on locals.com. Links below. And this is a Rare Breed double feature, so make sure you stay to the end for both parts.
All right, all you TikTok men, you've got my attention. You've raised my standards probably to an unrealistic level, and I already think I had high standards as it is. And as I scroll through TikTok...
How pathetic is it that you, as a woman in your 30s to 40s, have to go to a teenager app to get validated as a human being? She should be able to get male attention in her area, when she go to work, when she go to the grocery store, just out and about walking her dog. But she has to go to TikTok to date. She's a TikTok dater in her 30s, possibly 40s. Is this the type of woman you would want to date if you're a 30, 40, 50 year old man? Hell no.
My standards, I think, are getting higher and higher every day, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I need to know where I go to meet one of you. I live in Texas. I mean, this is a big state. And I cannot find me a good, hardworking, loyal, awesome man. Like, I don't...
You're just not worth it, I'm sorry to say. I can already tell because you're a grown-ass woman talking about her dating life online. That's all I need to know. You gotta be kidding me.
Every time I hear the phrase, slut-shaming... It seems like they're saying, hey, you better stop shaming that fucking slut. Listen, we know she's a slut. But you don't gotta shame her for it.
Yeah, I always tell my guys, don't shame sluts. It's not gonna do anything. They don't give a damn, they sluts. They don't have morals, values, ethics, integrity, anything like that, so you're wasting your breath. Just fuck them if you can, and if you can't, let them do their thing with no shame. You know, sluts, they help the world in a way, you know. They relieve stress from men. They relieve semen from balls. You know, they may have stopped some guy from taking out his whole job or school. We need sluts. Sluts do a public service. This is another thing. Women who are comfortable having sex with a rando are not relationship material, period. I don't care if she did it once in her life. Decent women just don't do certain things. They just don't. Got to keep your standards strong. I'm just leaving this here just because. Seeing what your simp level is at. That's a nice ass. I would pay for that. I'd pay to hit that. See, me, I'm one of those guys, I condone buying prostitutes. It's less taxing on your mind. It's less taxing on your emotions. It's just cheaper to buy prostitutes. You don't got to try to jump through hoops. You don't got to try to make some bitch laugh. You don't got to try to sit and listen to this dumbass bitch talk. I'd rather just get straight to it. How much? Boom. Here. Done. Back to my life. Dudes trying to charm their way in some pussy, man, that's a fool's game. I have no problem with just buying it outright. You're going to spend something regardless. Whether it's on drinks or whether you're spending your time, you're going to spend something on pussy. So dudes who like, oh, no, I would never buy a prostitute, that's pathetic. No, sitting there talking to this bitch for 3 hours and still not getting none is pathetic. That's fucking pathetic. And needing a woman's validation is fucking pathetic. I wouldn't pay a lot, but I'd throw her $100 to hit that. Think about all the guys who will spend $200 just to take a bitch on a date to try to hit that. Which one make more sense? But see, the problem is, all the dudes on her TikTok gassing her head up is raising the price of pussy. In a third world country, you could probably hit that for $50 to $100. But in America, with all these simps and her TikTok gassing her head up, if she was going to sell it, probably be $2,000. See how simps fuck the game up?
I, 32 yo straight male, have enough self-esteem to know that I can get about 4 to 5 matches a month nowadays. I've upped my profile game and learned a lot about being more personable in messages and less reliant on my pictures, etc. Before in my 20s, I would maybe get like 3 matches every 2 months, which the fact that I live in a college town and I'm also a POC in a very white Midwest city seemed pretty par for the course for me then. Nowadays in my 30s and post-quarantine, I'm getting like 5 matches a month, give or take 3, which is a lot more than I ever got before. Usually, I match with women 26-34 yo now.
It sounds like he bases his self-esteem off of how many matches he get on a date nap. So that's already a bad thing. A bitch shouldn't validate you. Whether you get a lot of women or you don't get any women, I don't want your validation as a human to come from a ding badass bitch. Build up something else about yourself. Become a great chef. Learn how to fly a plane. Fucking, I don't give a damn. Be a fashion designer. Build your self-esteem off that. Don't build your self-esteem off a bitch. I just want to throw that out there. Whether you get them or don't get them, bitches ain't shit. So even if they don't like you, that's not saying much because they ain't shit to begin with.
I'm pretty good at texting women and getting them comfortable enough to meet up with me after a day or two to a week of messaging back and forth. For some reason, after asking if they want to meet up and them agreeing to an activity, when it comes to settling on a date slash time to meet up, I've had women not commit to a time or bail at the last minute because something came up and the enthusiasm to reschedule was not there.
Yeah, they don't really like you like that. That's why this online dating game is not really worth it. It's only worth it for the top tier guys. Because do you think the top tier guys have to message back and forth on a dating app for weeks to a month before they meet up? No, they meet up with them bitches that night or the next night and fuck them and don't call them no more. So you're already fucking up by talking to them for that long. They already pegged you as a sucker.
I'm a busy guy and I've done a lot of work to make time to take dating seriously. I'm super flexible with people's schedules, so it's not like I'm limiting them to a window of time that I'm available. I'm just kind of at a loss because despite getting more matches than ever, I still only manage to get like 1, maybe 2, dates a month.
The fact that you're so flexible, that's part of the problem. You're too available, and you're probably coming off just too desperate, or like you're too eager to meet up and date. Look, people don't really date no more, so they already see you as like a punk and a simp that you're trying to take these bitches out on a date. Meanwhile, Chad just blew loads on her, you know, 10 minutes before she signed into the dating app. Probably pissed and shat on her, too. And you talking about taking her on a nice date. She like, ugh, this dude's a bitch.
Of dates I usually suggest are grabbing a drink and walking around a city neighborhood, maybe grab food if the vibe is there. I've spoken with friends and showed them my text threads with women and they think my strategy is pretty typical and say that I'm not really doing anything wrong. If anything, they say I'm pretty smooth with my texts. However, the friends I've talked to are pretty much all married or about to be married, so they're not familiar with trying to date in your 30s, hence I'm asking whether I'm missing anything with my approach.
Look, dude, just get out there and live life and just talk to women. Dating apps aren't going to bring success if you're looking for a relationship. They're just not. And if you're looking to just have sex, this is all the wrong approach, talking about dates and meeting up and being flexible with your schedule and all that. That's giving women too much value, I guess. They know they ain't shit. So when you talk about all these special dates and shit, it just turn them off because they know you don't know what they really are. I would say just go out in the real world and mingle with women, but have an attitude like you're not really pressed to nail anything down because they're not important.